Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'll scream it.
Into the pan.
So much cannon.
At the moment.
Okay, so you should do like, you were doing like an Elvis, like. It's like an Elvis impersonation of the song.
I don't even know the words. I'm just kind of it's fine.
I'm good with it. It was great. I liked it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are, of course, at the Affair After Show, and we are always. Always excited and perplexed at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's like our thing going on.
That's our great thing.
Processing. Exactly. Always processing.
So, always.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. So excited to be here. You can find me always on social media at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Miss Allison, same as the show. Where can they find you?
Not quite the same as the show, but you...
But you can
not. Yeah, the spelling is the same. You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean.
Kelly Knezovich.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting! That was a great, great intro.
Thanks.
So. Pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
I'm digging it. I like it. Sunday night, it's turned up.
Turned up, guys.
Kelly Knezovich here. You guys can follow me on social media at Kelly Knez.
Sweet. Allison Wiz in hand.
Oh,
oh, did I challenge it? Oh, see, I blew it. I blew it. I'm so sorry. See, it's my place.
How many Allisons are here?
I know so many Allisons.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Close enough. Hey, guys, I'm April Wissenhant. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant. I'm also in the live chat right now, so be sure to click the link that I just tweeted and chat with us. We want to hear what you thought about the show, because it was crazy.
As usual. But I think this particular episode was specifically.
Oh, we got
crazy.
A lot of
there was a lot of, and I feel like just like in the last season, as it progresses towards the end, they start dropping bombs.
Oh, for sure.
Like boom, like nothing. It's just crazy.
The bombs are definitely dropping.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
And I think that we also were very successful in some of our predictions from last week. I'll just say.
Yes, that was, I totally agree. And I want to get into that, because what was the prediction that was the most, like, what we got the best? What would you say?
Cole's baby.
Yes, exactly.
100%. I mean, we don't know. Just because we see Scotty later say that's our baby, we don't know until a blood test is done. But, yeah, it's probably a Cole's baby.
I mean, we said that, what, like 2 episodes ago?
No, it was last week.
It was last week,
Wasn't it last? It was last week.
It was last week, but then I think...
No, it was 100% last week.
When it was you and me, we... Because they slept together. They kind of left.
That's right.
And we're like, oh, they for sure slept together. Oh, my God, it's going to be his baby.
Right. Interesting.
Okay, then I didn't see that. Well, I wasn't here that week, so okay.
But then, yes, last week we're like...
I feel like April and I, we had the revelation last week together.
Definitely.
We turned,
had a moment.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
All of that.
Sorry about that, everyone out there.
It's all to the good.
Yes.
Okay, so this particular episode, we start off with Allison and her version and Noah Allison at a party. So this is mostly in regards to Noah's book, The Descent. And it's a party kind of celebrating his book. A lot of people there, you know, in that he's trying to impress. We get introduced to his assistant.
Is it his publicist? Yeah, it's his publicist.
Okay.
She's hot.
She's hot and so annoying.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
I hate her.
Yes.
You
oh,
like
good.
The publicist?
I mean, I think she's very attractive.
Eden.
She's a publicist, though. She has to get her.
But I think she's also, like, too much. Like,
too
I understand
much.
She's his publicist. She
right.
cares about his affairs. She's, you know, holding it down for him in this regard. But she doesn't have the
I think
attitude
she's
she has.
Herself.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Too much into him and his life.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Right. Well,
he needs to flee Eden.
It's a,
yes. Very true.
Her name should be Eve. No, I mean, really. But I mean, I think when we saw him, you know, we'll get into it in a minute. But when we went at the Thanksgiving dinner and how she was acting there, that's where I feel like she was stepping out of bounds.
Disrespectful. Yeah.
At the party. Yeah. And then even at the party, when we are introduced to her and you have Allison, who's, you know, having this conversation with him and trying to get things situated for dinner and all these kind of things that she cares about. And this is her man, you know, the well, what we believe to be the future father of her baby.
Yeah. Right.
But she's basically like, no, this, we have to do this. Oh, we got to fly this. Oh, we have to do all of this. And just not concerned
at all.
It's also very unfortunate that the party took place on Thanksgiving.
That's terrible. True,
because
too.
Had that not
Who
happened,
does that?
Let's be real, none of that, the whole flying situation, we have to be out of here by 9, or are you okay flying coach?
Business. First class.
Instead of first class. Like, all of that wouldn't have been an issue had it not been Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And she asked him to bring home the turkey, which, let's be honest, who actually thought he was going to bring home the turkey?
I know.
No, the second she's like, bring home the turkey, he's like, okay. We're like,
yeah, that's not going to happen. That's what you get for buying a turkey, though. Are you kidding me? You cook a turkey.
On the day of Thanksgiving.
No matter how rich you are, you cook a turkey.
Buying a turkey.
I actually was going to buy a turkey this year, guys. Yeah.
But not on the day of Thanksgiving?
Oh, Allison. See, y'all are more like that.
You're terrible.
Good job, April Wisenhant. Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. So anyway, we see them at this party. We do see that at this point that Allison is pregnant. Right. So, I mean,
she's pregnant, very showing.
Yeah.
Very much showing. Because she had already declared that she was pregnant, but she's now pregnant for the world to see. and we are introduced to this lady by the name of Cynthia, who starts asking a lot of questions about knowing Allison to Allison. And we find out later she's a gossip columnist. Mm-hmm.
Did Allison say to Cynthia, no, I haven't read the book?
Because
I know she said it a couple times. I know she said it to Athena. I did not read the book. To someone else.
I think she said it to her.
I think she did. And I think she said she read parts of it.
Yeah. That's what I think she said.
She said she read parts of it. And she's like, oh, and then she starts asking these other personal questions. And I feel like Allison, you know, her character, sometimes, you guys may disagree with me, but sometimes she doesn't think things through. And sometimes she can be a little dingy, for lack of a better word.
I think she's just not used to this whole scene. I think she doesn't know any better.
But also, I think there's common sense that kind of tells you, like, if somebody's asking these personal, regardless of the nature of it, like, wouldn't you kind of be like, get a little personal there?
Right. You know what, though? I also, when I was, like, thinking about all this, here's this very calculated publicist Eden I'm talking about.
Right.
If there's someone like that who's been hired to, you know, to be a part of the descent and the publicity tour, then you should have someone else standing with the wife the whole, or the fiance the whole time to ensure that these types of episodes don't happen.
Yeah.
So fail on Eden's part when she cornered Allison, was like, you need to not talk to anybody here. It's like, no, you just needed to have someone else work in the night or morning or whatever time of day it was with her.
Sure.
So that wouldn't have happened.
She knows exactly who she was. So if she did, you know, she should have been on the lookout for someone like her to be asking those type of questions.
I was like, fired, Eden.
However, and again, I could be just speculating, but when we get to the dinner scene and how, you know, the print comes out and she's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's out now and the whole story and everything that was talked about. But she's like, oh, but we're going to be able to spin this and it's going to be even better and it's going to be a different situation. And even, I'm getting way off, but even in the previews, we see that other things are happening and now he becomes this bad boy from some things that are happening and she's liking that.
All publicity is good publicity. Yeah. So I'm wondering. She didn't say the worst things in the entire world. Like, these are things that if people just did a little research, then they would know.
But it's something you could spin.
Right. At this point, anyway, it's like, oh, they're talking about you. People care enough to share this story 300 times and to have 150 comments. But clearly, I think
And it's good. It's definitely good that people are talking about his book, but it's the context of like, oh, Noah's going to have to put himself into this as much as possible. And some of it really is fiction. And then the parts of it that aren't.
Right.
Like Cole wasn't an abusive husband. He never hit her.
Yeah,
but like,
I
don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I would be extremely offended and like, no, you can't do that if I was Allison. Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm with you. I just think it's not okay, especially when you're. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm glad she spoke up, though. Granted.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I mean, I think people might say, no, I think that conversation should have been in private. You should have taken him out to, a different room and discussed it. But she was heated. Allison was.
She was mad.
There was no stopping her.
No,
and even
absolutely.
Max was like, guys, I think we have a difference in opinions
here.
Right.
She's like, nope. We are going to continue this conversation right here. We're going to have it here at the dinner table.
I think it was important for Eden to hear that conversation, though, too.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to stop Eden from
No, I don't either. Like, I don't either.
Because the way she seems like she's just going to do what she wants.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Especially from that preview.
She's
going to use it as a wedge.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's
exactly.
going to be like, oh, your wife doesn't feel this way and she wants you to do this.
Look how she is.
And she's got...
She views her as weak. She views
terrible.
Her as all these kind of
well,
things.
Well, maybe she also has read the book and been like, okay, so this is real life. So he is easily, I don't want to say whipped or like wrapped around someone's finger, but I think that she might have the idea of, oh, I can easily take him.
He can be seduced.
He can be seduced very easily because Allison's... Not that great. Or so,
correct.
She might be able to make herself seem better than Allison.
Sure.
It reminds me of a comedian. I definitely cannot say this on TV, but he says the thing like, you put the on a pedestal.
Oh,
he
yeah.
puts the woman
on a pedestal.
Because he does. He's very, which, I mean, she's clearly a sexual person as well, but that is kind of what like rules his mind sometimes.
Sure.
So
he understands that
use
from the book.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it
Absolutely.
Was interesting at that dinner, though. That was one of the first times where in real time, we were getting the juxtaposition of the differences of opinion on
I
how things happened.
I loved it. I loved it.
So, like, I thought that was, like, the first time we really had the, no, it didn't happen that way. It happened this way.
Right.
And it's like, well, how did it happen?
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, because it was never discussed. It was just, it was a taboo subject. I mean, and it's mostly on Allison's point of view because, in her mind, she was like, I don't want to, first she was forbidden. She's like, I'm not reading this book. I don't want to, he didn't want her to read it. Then all of a sudden it comes out and then she's like, I still don't kind of want to read it. She reads portion of it, that we saw
but
in a couple
really
episodes of her, but she really read all of it eventually. bottom line is now she sees herself as he portrays her, and she's not happy about that.
Absolutely.
And it blows up during dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about their place? Their place is pretty fat.
It's beautiful. She's wearing Manolos.
Right.
They have this insane apartment in Brooklyn or wherever it is. I mean, like, that's a pretty penny. I was surprised that Athena, because Athena's back, of course.
Right.
And I was
staying for who knows how long.
Right.
Yeah. I was surprised that she was shocked that Allison was helping pay for it because she seems like the type of person that's like, oh, everything's equal and blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, I was kind of shocked that Allison was helping pay for it as well since they have this huge apartment to fit his
kids,
four children and everything. But, no, their apartment was insane, and the suede couch
was
beautiful.
It was dope. And I think that came out, that whole scene came out, with them, their dialogue, because Allison kind of put her in her place and said, look, you always feel like you're a freeloader, in the sense. Mm-hmm. And so, you wouldn't want to be paying anything because you think everything should be done or handed to you. And then they started this whole dialogue about her house, that was bestowed to her by her grandmother. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, no, I can't believe you're selling that house. And it's like, well, grandma gave it to me. I can do what I want. And then we find out that Athena actually was the one that asked the grandmother to give it to her because there was nothing she could give her as a mother.
She did one good thing
daughter.
Good job, Athena.
So that one thing she wants to hold on to, and it's like, no, don't sell the house, because she thinks, like, if you sell the house, then I don't have anything that I have attachment to you.
Right.
That's how I viewed it.
And, I kind of agree with Athena in the sense of, I mean, it's kind of tough for her to say, if this doesn't work out, then you have a place for you and your baby to go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because this isn't an easy situation. Like, they have...
Well, they're still not divorced yet, according to what she told
Neither
Cynthia.
Of them.
Exactly.
Neither of them are.
Right.
And they clearly have, like, they're building a real life together. They have, like, an insane, like, connection and love.
Right.
But, look at the situation. That's not guaranteed that they're going to last. So mm-hmm. I kind of agree with Athena in the sense of like, oh, you probably should have held on to that, but it's too late. Allison's out of the house is in escrow. So,
but do you think she has? Do you think she has the best intentions though? Like, is her motive pure?
I think they're. It's a little iffy. I think she kind of wants to get rid of everything in Montauk. Mm-hmm. I think she wants to get rid of her life,
right,
and start a brand new one. She is starting a brand new one, a brand new child,
right.
But yeah, I don't know if it's gonna work out.
Well, and like, why keep it there? Cole's shacking up in her house, so
she doesn't know that though, right?
Well, no, she doesn't know that. At the same time, I mean, she knows he's living there,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And I guess it's like, is she really going to keep it for him to live in? Eventually, right. She would just have to kick him out, and then she would feel bad because she's the one who cheated on him, and then she's kicking him out for nothing. So, I don't know. I think I have to change my opinion in that sentence, so I don't know.
Interesting. So, we also see, as the guests are arriving, the first guest that comes is Jane, which is her friend and ex-coworker back in Montauk, mm-hmm. At the Lobster Roll. She comes... I was like, Jane, I think she's super pretty. She's fun. I was like, I'd like to see her back. Shout out to Jane. Thought she was good. She was talking about, you know, what was going on. They were kind of catching up. What I thought was also interesting is that Max also comes over, which I really thought that was going to go left because I thought something was going to come up with him
and Helen.
Yeah, their situation. I thought it didn't. And maybe it could be, you know, they're saving that for later or what have you, which we wouldn't put it past these writers.
That's
but
true.
I thought that was interesting that he shows up, mm-hmm. and then of course him and Jane are kind of, you know,
quickly they right. started right. liking,
you know, Jane's intention,
right. Oh, absolutely.
And Max's
absolutely.
Intention.
Oh, that's very true. Max playboy, so yeah. Of course, pretty girl, of course they're gonna hit it off and whatever that situation, and then that kind of leads
she was
us
probably drinking some
it.
Moscato, right?
Yes, probably a lot of Moscato.
Moscato. After the martini, it was Moscato all the
Moscato.
way. Yeah, right.
Yes. So as things progress, Max finally shows up. He's late. And he comes into the kind of this bonding.
Not Max.
Not Max, I'm sorry.
Noah.
Noah comes in
with
late.
Eden.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, so angry at that. I was like,
I really can't stand that girl. I really can't.
And so we go from Margaret to
yeah,
Eden.
Yeah, I know. These villains are crazy. And then, you know, we just got them. They're everywhere. Oscar to everybody. I mean, villains everywhere.
Oscar.
I can't wait to get to that.
I know.
So they come in, which is actually a nice bonding session that they're having where they're, listening to the baby. And then he comes in and then he has this moment. I wanted to kind of ask you guys, because he has something like, do you want to listen to the baby? So he starts listening to the baby and then he says something like, it always gets me every time.
It didn't get him. Yeah. It was all BS.
So I was just going to say, what did you get from that?
I got that it was BS and he was just saying that to appease her.
And I think that Allison picked up on that.
Yeah, because she knows him enough now and she can kind of like see into mm-hmm. his soul, I think, on some level. So when he said it, she gave that look of like, I'm seeing into your soul and I know that you're lying to my face right now.
Yeah. That's what I got.
And
from
you
that
would
whole
think
thing.
That, you know, if he shared that moment with her, I feel like he'd be like, wow, like, you know, look into her eyes. Allison, I'm just looking at you. Like, look into her eyes and say, wow, it gets me every time. And then go in for the kiss or something. Right. Not just like, gets me every time. Okay, peace out. You know, like, no. Right.
Shifty eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
I think of it in the sense of, like, it's been a crazy day for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
that's
you
true.
Know, a big whatever day. And his publicist is there. It is a moment where he should probably share it with just Allison.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, like, okay, so Noah is, obviously, he's a great dad. He loves his kids. So I'm like, why would he not be the same way over this, even though this is kind of the reason why he rewrote or ended up rewriting his book to re-killing Allison, because it's completely gonna change every single thing. But at the same time, so I don't know, I go back and forth in the sense of like, it's kind of, there are people around, it's not gonna be the best time for him to be, because it seemed like it was the first time that he was hearing it,
right?
So I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation,
maybe put
I guess.
Up a front or
well,
something.
And he looked, and I think he was kind of, it kind of caught him off guard because
he was distracted.
He was very distracted. Yeah. He comes in late with, you know, Eden, and then comes in, and then I don't think he has the best relationship with her mom. She's there, and so
and
you know,
then he just got yelled at for not bringing.
And he has this
home.
One. It's like, oh, come! And it wasn't Allison's idea. It was Athena's idea for him. Like, oh, come, listen to your baby. He's like, and of course, not to even make it even worse. He's like, okay, I'll do that. You know. know, so everything is just
but
awkward.
But don't lie about it, is right. all.
But
you know?
Then what do you say, though?
You can't just be like... You say, I'm really distracted right now, and I apologize. Like, let's do this later. I really want to, like... Mm. I want to sit with you and do this with you right. together.
Right. But then he's...
There's ways to spin
like,
it.
Let's do it later.
He's one of the publicists all day. He right. knows how to spin right. things now. You right. know what I mean?
Right.
Don't lie.
I think either way, it was a bad, going to be a bad situation.
Lying, it was yeah. going to be a bad situation, but we all know, and we know Noah's character very well now, that that's his MO. That's what he yeah. does.
I
he
gotta
hides
say,
things.
I'm starting, it's weird, because I've been so, like, Team Noah for so long. I've been so Team Noah. Shoot. And, like, no, like, legit, I love that man. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to be like, what is happening to Noah and why am I feeling differently? Why are the feelings, the tide is turning and I don't know how to process these things.
I am on the exact same page really? As you.
And I'm looking at Cole going, Cole, you look so dreamy.
Right?
Cole, what is happening?
That's
Cole?
Weird. Hello.
Yeah, I'm like, Cole, what? Seriously.
It is crazy. I swear on my life. While we were watching, I'm like, what's happening?
Yes!
The YouTubers will love this because yes. they're always like, why are they on so right. Team Noah?
Right.
And tonight, I'm like, he's kind of like too hard mm-hmm. and just too like business and this is what's going on. And we right. see them have like a little moment at the end. But the reason why I like him is because I felt like he was doing all of this stuff with Allison because that was like his true love. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not in the best situation where he had to cheat on his wife and right. whatever, but that's the reason I felt like it was genuine. And now to see him just kind of like, okay, this is what I'm about, like the hustle and bustle. Mm-hmm. It's taking the like romantic part yes. away from me. So I'm just like, okay, don't be a jerk. And that's what's coming through my mind for him right now.
I want to go back totally. To just the last episode really quick. And I think that, you know, what you all were speaking of as far as the changing of the tide, I feel like that last episode, in my opinion,
yes.
is what changed the tide for Noah. Yeah. And the reason why I say that is because remember when Athena mm-hmm. was doing the whole procedure
oh, yes.
with
yes.
the Reiki and all that kind of stuff that was going on. And she told him, she said, you want Allison's dark side.
Right.
And so, and that's what drew him was the dark side, which if you think about the book, which keeps coming up, the name of the book is Descent. Hello. You know, right. that tells you that right there. And then how he viewed Allison in the book, fiction or nonfiction right. or whatever, he viewed her in that dark light.
The darkness.
And
yeah.
so the temptress.
Now, thank yeah, you. Right. Thank right. you. And so now that that's not, everything is coming real. Now it's not a darkness anymore. He has yeah. his child mm-hmm. that is coming to this world. Right. They're now it's like, okay, we have a living in together. This is a house. These are all these things.
Yeah.
Now it's real. Now everything is pushing towards a different variety. And I think that's why he's being lost. And that's why he's changing his tune.
I yeah. think he's also distracted by everything going on. I mean, the success
true
of this
too.
Book.
Well,
is,
true, too.
It's
true
like
too.
A tornado of energy. And
yeah.
I think that Allison has to like get on board mm-hmm. with that, not with him being kind of like distant. That's what I think is the problem. He seems very distant from mm-hmm. her.
Well, because
except in that
she
last
doesn't
moment.
Like the book,
right?
Well, I mean, she clearly, doesn't yeah. want to admit that she, you know, that the. I mean, I don't really think she thinks she's the character of the book, but she is the character in the book,
right? But to his version though, because remember, we always saw her, you know, in her part, it was very him being the.
Right.
You know, but
the
way ultimately that, she still said yes, so...
The way that the book is written is from his version.
Right, and, which is going to not always put her in the best light.
Right, and right. I don't think she wants... I think she wants to be in denial about the book.
Sure.
I don't think she wants to admit that the book even exists. And so the fact that it's like, oh, the baby, the room... I mean, as we saw in the preview, it was
right.
like, oh, look, I changed your workroom to the nursery. And he's
oh,
like, what happened to my
preview,
desk?
In the future you know? Episode, right.
In the future episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's very focused on the baby, as she should be.
Right.
And he's very focused on the book, and she's kind of like, I don't want to really support
right.
the book because it doesn't put me in the best light.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's their life. Like, she has to. And it's tough,
that's
obviously,
true.
But if she wants to keep their relationship together,
right.
he needs to kind of like give a little, not give a little, but be more attentive, I guess, because she just seemed, they both seemed so distant from everything that was happening the entire
right.
time.
They're,
I feel like.
They have two different focuses.
Right.
Yeah.
And she even asked them, another point to bring up is that she even asked them towards the end of that conversation, she says, do you still want this baby? Do you want
yep.
this baby?
I mean, what is he going to say? He's not going to say, no,
right.
I don't.
But I'm saying,
but
like, for
like
her,
he doesn't
but
right
for
now.
Her
for
to even
exactly
say
like
that,
it,
that just shows where she is with with
mentally.
Everything.
She feels like she's being rejected.
Exactly. At the same time, though, she could have been pulling like the girl card and been like, "Do you want this baby?" So that he could be like, "Yes, babe, I love you. I'm going to shower you with love," because that's what she wants. That's what she needs. She wants the attention. She's not getting any attention.
Sure, right. Sure.
And she might have asked that question, genuinely asking, "Do you want this child?"
Right.
Mm-hmm. But also like, give me love.
Right.
Show me you love me.
But she's pregnant. She deserves it. He should be like,
exactly. I'm not bashing that by any
means. And when you're pregnant, you're hormonal and all these things are going on. I just think that it's just telling of leading up, because we know at some point in time in the future, they don't end up together.
Right.
And everything is, to me, is
pushing
us.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Okay. I'm talking about, we had this discussion before.
But I still didn't see it.
Okay. Let's go. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about our predictions.
Okay.
But it's been shown to us in future episodes that they are not together. And so what I'm saying, okay. We'll
just tell me quick.
We have to go now, because I'm lost here. I'm with April on this one.
Okay, so back in a previous episode, what we've seen in one of the, how can I say?
It appears,
and maybe it's just because it's implied. It could have been implication, but that they were not together anymore. But it appeared that it showed them not together at some point in time, and this was back early on in the beginning of the first season.
Do you remember this?
When they were being
interviewed. I remember him talking about it, but I never remember.
This is in the first season, not this season.
Oh, first season.
In the first season.
So you're saying that
Noah was being interviewed and Noah was the one that was like, we aren't together anymore?
It appeared that they were not together.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it appeared that they were not together.
Appearances in the show.
That's true. There's a lot of implications, but it appeared that they were not together. Mm-hmm. So I'll just put it like that.
And chat says not true.
Not true. Okay.
I could be tripping.
You could be tripping, Len.
I could be tripping. Bottom line is, I think that there's been trouble in paradise for some time.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, all of the previews that we've seen where they're talking to the lawyer?
Yes. I mean,
there's nothing that says my husband or we are together or something, right? I don't remember seeing a ring or anything like that. So maybe we are all thinking that they are together, but
she still goes by the name Allison Bailey in the first season.
Yes.
But she went by Allison Bailey whenever she and Cole were still together. Mm-hmm. So that
doesn't mean a whole lot. But,
right.
And again, like I said, it'd just be my spidey sense, but when the way it was portrayed, and we see a lot of this with the writers, which are brilliant, the way it was portrayed is there was implication. I'm just rolling with it because maybe that's what I'm foreseeing. But, you know, we can talk about it more in predictions.
Right. I'm rewatching the first season right now, BT Dubs. So we'll see if I remember that. Got it.
So let's jump to the end of Allison's version. We go into what we always has been happening the last few episodes, where it goes into present day.
We
believe to be present day. And Allison is talking to the attorney about Noah's case.
She wouldn't be in that room if they weren't still married, by the way. Because at that point, she spoke.
So, and he basically tells her that she might have to testify.
Yes.
And that's basically it. That's all we get. Okay. So, I like it. It's great, and then it sucks at the same time because when they do that, it gives us a little bit of information, but not enough to like really know what's going on.
Right.
So it makes us continue to like, well, what is going to happen?
Luckily, we got a lot at the end. We did, but
we don't know that until the very end.
Correct.
Right? But of course, she has no idea that that's on camera, so she's not going to offer up. She tells the lawyer that her and Scotty were fine before.
Right.
But of course, she's not going to offer that information that she didn't know anyone had.
Right.
But then we have Oscar for the win.
We gotta save it. Okay. So let's get into Cole's version, which I thought was very, very telling, this particular episode. It starts off with, he's going at it with his girl, Louisa, and she tells him in Spanish, it's very, very subtle, that she loves him. Mm-hmm. And he says, wait, what'd you say? And
He freaks out.
Yeah.
Yep.
According to her, according to her words, he lost his erection after that happened and basically
went to go get muffins.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Isn't that what always happens?
So it just threw him off. And she also tells him that she wants him to visit with her and her family, because again, this is also Thanksgiving in his version.
Yep.
So
right.
It's same time frame in Queens, and he's like, "Oh no, I'm going to see my own family and see my mom."
A liar.
And she confronts
not totally
him.
A lie,
right? What's well,
it ended up not totally
at,
being a
at
lie.
The time it was a lie because he wasn't
he
going
wasn't
to
planning,
go,
yeah.
wasn't planning on going. She talks to him about what happened in the bedroom, and of course he throws it off,
I'm
leaves
starving.
It for months. Right? I'm so hungry.
I'm so hungry.
You want a muffin? Because I want a muffin. Like, if I'm starving, I want food. So
I don't remember him leaving his money clip.
They didn't make anything of it.
Yeah,
I remember him, grabbing some cash or something like that. But
he said, I mean, he tells her when he does the apology later on that all of this was made up to push her away.
Right.
So he, I mean, she never, he's accusing her
it's
because
fear.
It was fear. He was afraid of what was going to happen, because they were getting so close.
Yeah,
she tells him she loves him. He doesn't want to acknowledge it. He wants to throw it away.
I was surprised that she was there when he came back.
I was too. I would have left.
I mean, I obviously she loves
him. But she still loves him. So she's like,
she's holding on
to it. And she can see that he's a, he's a very trapped soul. Mm-hmm. So she's.
And very guarded. Very guarded.
Yeah,
which,
true.
To some degree, I mean, everything that's happened with him between Allison, being his wife, and then what's happened in his family with his, all of that that's gone on, I would feel very guarded, too.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
But at the same time, he also cares very deeply for this woman.
Yeah.
So you can't, just deny her and treat her like you don't care about her.
Yeah. Right.
So he ends up going, when he goes to get the muffins, he ends up running to one of my favorite characters, Scotty, in the store. Mm-hmm. He's calling him and he puts it on. He denies
so
the call.
Good.
And then he's like,
man,
I'm right behind you, dude.
Behind.
Yeah.
And that's always my fear. Like, before I ignore anyone's call, I'm like, look around. I'm like, okay, never mind. Like, my mom's in Alabama. She calls me. I'm like,
Is she here? Is she here? So he shows up, and then we find out that he was lying to her at this point because he says that he's not going to be with the family for Thanksgiving.
Right.
But
his word is his bond, so.
That's true. He tells her later. Right. And then all of a sudden, another favorite character of ours, Oscar.
Oscar!
When is Oscar a favorite character of ours, Liam?
He's a stir of the
We have
shites.
Hated him all
but
last
I mean,
season.
What
he's
I mean,
like such a prominent character.
That's what
though.
I mean. Like, we don't like him. Oscar's a jerk.
Oh,
he's a,
okay.
He's
beyond
jerk.
That.
But
yes.
Literally tonight, I was like, Oscar, do I love you or something? I don't know. I like him as a character.
What?
He looked good tonight.
Oh, he did.
He looked very loved.
Yeah, he was getting together. He looked like he had lost being in the gym.
Yeah.
He got a shave. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we are all on the same page.
Yeah. We are not all on the same page.
When I say favorite, I'm just saying you can love to hate someone. And
no,
I think
I know.
That's been what I mean.
Okay, fine. I can be with you on that.
That's what I mean. We don't like Oscar.
But in terms of him looking good and all that,
yeah,
not on the page.
I mean, not into that, but I'm just saying, he looked cleaned up.
Yeah, a little bit.
But tonight
bit.
I started out. To like Oscar.
Did you really?
A little bit.
Oh.
I like the information he has. I want to know more about that.
Right.
I started to like his character a bit more because last season I was
he was always a total douche last season.
But this
he's
season,
still a douche.
Well, true.
He is, but it seems
for,
to be a little more behind it.
Yeah, and then
like,
I think the reason for his douche-osity
because of the brothers
right,
and
exactly,
everything that happens.
Exactly. So I think we like that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
He actually tells them both about the book. Hey, you guys read the book? And they're like, no.
We're famous.
And he's like, we're all over it. You guys, your whole family.
He
and so,
me on the sword.
Right. So the brothers are like, oh gosh, so that comes up. And then Cole comes home, and that's when he starts, accuses Louisa, who's still there, who's waiting for him, about stealing the money clip. And then at that point, she was done.
Yep.
Because
F-U. Sayonara.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, adios.
You can't just do that. And of course, he did that purposely. To drive her away. And then he starts reading the book. Starts reading the book. Then we see him with his family, so he does decide to show up with the family.
So I'm sorry to interrupt. Did we know that he wasn't speaking to his mom at this point, or that's something?
Well, she said because he was like, "Oh, I'm going to go to my mom's for Thanksgiving." She's like, "Oh, you're on speaking terms with
and
her."
And we didn't know that they weren't on speaking terms.
We kind of did because of conversations that he had with Scotty
on the boat,
and Scott was like, "Mom really wants to see you."
It was implied. It was implied. It was implied. And then, of course, Louisa brings that up again. So he does go over there, and these are the family, and then they start talking about the book during their little toast that they're doing, which, I don't know, it looked like a, whatever, drinking out of...
A moonshine cap. I think it was a cap.
It was a cap, okay.
Have y'all ever had moonshine?
Gotcha.
No. I have been terrified to try
That's a southern thing, right?
I'm sure you
have. Is it a southern thing?
I've had blueberry moonshine, and it was actually delicious. So
blueberry moonshine.
Okay. Oh, I would try it.
I mean, your insides light on fire as soon as you drink it.
It's like burning, but
they said lighter fluid. They did mention lighter fluid. So I can imagine.
Blueberry lighter fluid.
Blueberry.
Okay.
We can take the blueberry lighter fluid. Absolutely. And so during the toast, we get some really, really interesting information.
Factoids.
Cole is talking about all these things that he believes are lies about their family history and the feud that they have going on.
Because it was all in the book.
Exactly. And then we find out Cherry says, no, this is the truth.
Well, first, Cherry and Scotty are like giving each other these like eyeballs. They're screw facing one another
the position I was watching the show in or something. I did not see that at all.
I didn't either. Yeah. Oh, I did. Because she kept looking. She kept like looking straight at Scotty because Scotty was across the table.
Right.
Okay. And so, and then Cole said,
What's going on?
I didn't think that it was going to be about. Something like that. I thought that it was going to be like, oh, we've read the book, and I literally thought Cherry was about to say, we are where he got all of this information from.
Because I thought so too. Yes. She said that, I thought he was like, oh yeah, he came and talked to us.
I didn't think that at all.
How did he get that information?
Yeah.
Oscar.
He found it. He got the information.
He was sitting with Oscar. Remember, like, there were times, and whether or not it was one time or many times, but there was information that was exchanged between Noah and Oscar in the first season. They only showed us one real exchange with them sitting next to each other, but that doesn't mean that that was the only one that happened.
It would make sense that Oscar would relay that information.
Absolutely.
Because it dispels what the Lockharts thought to be as truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that makes total sense why that came up. She basically talks about that and basically says that the family is cursed. Yeah. And that's why all of the babies since them have died.
Don't go there.
That there will never be another Soloway. Another Lockhart.
So there might not be another Soloway either. I don't know.
We don't even know if it's a Soloway at all. Oh my gosh. So, I mean, what did you guys think when you heard that? Did anybody think that that was coming as far as that she was going to go that deep into? Because to me, even if I thought she was going to talk a little bit about it, but I didn't think she was going to spill all of the beans, maybe give a couple of Pintos, but not all of them, because she's known to keep things, you know, and protecting her family.
Right.
So, but I think at this point she saw how it was affecting Cole. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those situations where she could tell that her son was so rattled and so shaken. And I think she started to see that Cole was behaving similar to how her husband was behaving before he killed himself or whatever.
Right.
And so I think that she thought the truth will set you free kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And you need to know the reality about our family.
Right.
So I think that was why. Did I expect it? No, I did not see any of that coming. Mm-hmm. But kudos to all the writers for dropping the bombs.
Right.
Bombs.
Yeah.
Per the use.
Bombs per the back to per the use. Oh, per the use. So, speaking of bombs, we have another one that comes up, and it was kind of like lit earlier in the episode when we find out Whitney basically and told her parents different information.
Yes.
And we see Noah on the phone talking with Helen saying, oh, she, you know, played
she's
us
not here. Yeah.
Because she's not here. And then, of course, she said that she was going to be, you know, where she said she was going to be. So we find out she shows up.
Wow.
At the Lockhart residence while Cole and Scotty are talking, and is like, oh my gosh, Scotty, I gotta talk to you.
Five minutes.
I
gotta talk to you right now. Scotty is gone.
Yeah.
Audi.
Bolt.
Audi.
Had there not been, a restraining order or whatever, had that not been on the table, do you think that he would have stayed there to talk to her. So if it wasn't a risk that he could serve jail time by talking to her, do you think he would have spoken to her?
No.
Or do you think he would have reacted the same way?
I think he would have reacted the exact same way. I think he just wants nothing to do with her. I don't think he likes her.
I don't agree with that. I think that...
I know, I'm crazy.
Okay. No, so I'm on your page, April. I'm with you. I think that if he wasn't in fear of serving jail time, I think he would have had a conversation with her.
I don't think so, because I think he's... I mean, they grew up, like, dealing drugs and, you know, hiding it. So I think he's used to being, like, a bad boy, like, going against the law.
No, but then he wouldn't have showed up at her abortion appointment or whatever it was, if that was the case. He would have just been like, good luck with that.
And I think he just doesn't want people to see or to know that he actually cares about her, because he's like the playboy and does whatever. But I think that he felt differently.
You think he actually cares about her still to this day?
I think he cared a lot about her. I think he does still now. But because she clearly there has to have been some sort of communication between the two of them, to me anyway, because she's not still going to come after this long of him being like, no.
Right.
Okay, so we know Whitney to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that he even said when he was texting during dinner, how'd you get my number? I didn't know that was you type thing. So she's very sneaky and conniving in reaching him. So it didn't seem like they were talking. And
she's
I would say that I would think initially before some of these episodes that we've seen Scotty more so, this season, that yes, he cares for her. Yes, he wants, you know, he would have stayed, but in the recent events, how he's been treating women, how he's been this playboy type dude, I don't think that he wants anything to do with her, whether there was a restraining order or not.
He's trying to open up a nightclub, and a nightclub, I feel like, is very different from, I want to open up a restaurant.
Exactly.
Or something. You know, I just feel like he's very into the move on with my life, let's focus on...
Yeah, I still think that if the cops weren't involved, he would be talking to her.
Because I think, especially because... we know in this show that they don't make something happen for no reason.
Correct.
Very true.
Correct.
So it's not just going to be like a fling. Oh, this is a way to show Noah having aggression toward him.
Mm-hmm.
They did it for a reason.
Right.
So that's what keeps me being like, can they really?
Getting into our heads, because they always seem to do that. We're always like looking into it and being like, this means something.
True.
Well, it's not going to go anywhere, because Scott is going to be not alive.
Exactly. So real quickly, let's finish up its version. So Cole ends up taking her back. He says, I'm going to take you back to the city, because she took the train there. Ends up taking her back over to the Noah household.
I was shocked that he actually walked her upstairs.
Yeah. Right. Very impressive.
I was very shocked, too, especially because, you know, there could have been the situation with Allison and that whole dynamic. That didn't happen, but he did talk to Noah. Noah kind of, you know, like, you want to come in for a drink? And he's like, no, I'm good. He's like, okay, thanks.
Good on you, though.
That's great. So he was trying to be cordial. You know, I think he was just more of an olive branch because he brought Whitney over. And then he goes to see Louisa, which I was happy for.
Yes, I was.
I'm a proponent of love.
And
always rooting for romance. He goes over there. He apologizes. He's like, I'm sorry, you know, because of how everything went down, you know. And then I love you, too. And he says it in Spanish, which is even so much more dope.
Sexy.
All right. And then,
I just thought about this, and someone commented on it in chat, the car ride between,
Cole and Whitney.
Yes.
Whenever he says to her, just because you
love somebody
doesn't mean that they have to love you back.
Right.
Big deal.
It literally was like, hello, knife right here, because you can just see the pain on his face with Allison and like everything that he's gone through.
Absolutely.
And I don't think I necessarily liked his character last season. I didn't dislike him, but this season I'm like,
we weren't exposed to enough of it. We weren't exposed to enough of his.
We see more now that we get his versions in these episodes. We see a lot more. Yeah. So then it jumps to present day, and then we see the attorney with his assistant or whatever person in law. And they're looking at surveillance footage that's happening at the Lobster Roll, and it's Allison and Scotty, and they don't know the sound, and so they're like, oh, I wonder what they're saying,
Then
we hear this voice, lo and behold, it's Oscar, and he's...
counting some bills!
Right, getting that money, he's getting that paper, and he's like, what do they say? He's like, well, I know, and he's like, well, you need to cost you my money. He's like, no, it's not, you're going to tell us.
Here's how this is going to work.
This is how it's going to go down.
This is why I'm a highly paid attorney,
because
this is how this is going to go down.
And he drops a huge bombshell and basically says, I was there, and she said, or he said, talking about Scotty, that that is our baby.
Meaning it's not Scotty's baby, but it's a Lockhart baby.
And based on the conversation that we had with Cherry,
yes.
There's no more Lockhart baby. Exactly.
Confirming that Cole's version of events, well, and we didn't see Allison's from the same day. But the implication of Cole's version,
them sleeping together. Yes. And we had talked about that, and now it is confirmed that still, not 100%, but I would say 95% that they did sleep
together. 95%, right? Because there could be some weird writer loophole that we're not looking into.
I kind of trust Oscar.
So, let's get into predictions. Let's do it.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we got the quick version. All right, so I'm going to drop a huge bombshell, but we'll start with you, Allison. Go ahead.
April! Oh my God!
And I look right at you, and I'm so...
I don't know why he's doing that, right?
I don't know why he keeps doing that. I'm so sorry, April. Okay.
That's okay. I still love you.
Okay.
It's like very funny. I don't know. It's like, what the heck is happening over here?
So someone in chat... forgive me, I think it was Albert Patterson that said it earlier, said that they have always thought that it was Allison that ended up killing Scotty.
Uh-huh.
And this got me to thinking, literally, as I read it and we're talking about this, she's now like more so on my radar. She's always been on the radar, but she's more so on there now because we see that Scotty knows this thing that Noah doesn't know. And this keeping the Lockhart in the family, like them talking about the grandfather drowning the Hodges baby because it wasn't his. It's also like these babies and this stuff is very important, which was heartbreaking, by the way. But I just think she's more so on my radar now. But you know what? I know you don't think Whitney did it, but Whitney is still on my radar too, because obviously they're going to keep his kids in the story because they're his children.
Mm-hmm.
But they are putting a bigger note on her for some reason, I think.
Maybe it's because they want us to think.
I can't even say like, oh, I think she did it or he did it.
I wonder if she crashes the wedding.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah.
Also, who is he getting married to?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Cole's wedding. Right. That's right.
I think they're going to throw an even bigger loophole, or they're going to throw something even more significant in the mix. Because, like, I can't think that Allison, especially, would she have been, like, killing him while pregnant? Is that what we're thinking? That's not happening. She's not killing a guy.
I think she had the baby, yeah.
Right.
I wonder if Allison were to kill him, if she were to kill him the same way that she dies in the book. Because I feel like the whole thing with the drowning, like the grandfather drowned the child, and then Gabriel accidentally drowned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of like similarities there. So maybe like
they're similar. One quick one, and then we'll be done. My quick bombshell prediction is that Eden and Noah are going to sleep together.
I agree.
Yes, I think that's going to happen.
If they do, I will hate Noah. Yeah. I'm just putting it out there right now, too.
They cannot do that to us.
I'm just saying, if this happens, there's enough episodes for that to happen. We know Noah's character. We know what he's capable of. Eden is around all the time now with his book.
I don't think I can come back from that if it is.
I'm just saying.
To be honest, I think if that were to happen, I would still absolutely 110% continue watching.
Oh, of course.
I would be like, the show is awful. I know you're watching that. I'd be like, okay. No. Well, you saw my attention. What happens
next? Right, right.
I just hope that they don't do that to us.
Yes.
OMG.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I am with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in. This has been our after show for The Affair. We have more episodes to go. I'm so excited about how everything is twisting and turning.
Wow.
Make sure that you continue to keep tuning in. Make sure you hit us on Twitter. Talk about it. Let us know your predictions, everything that's going on. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me all day, every day at The Poet Saint, and that's on everything. Where can they find you, Allison?
You can find me everywhere, all day, every day, at The Allison Dean.
Yes. April!
April! Quick shout out to our boy, Joshua Jackson. He is nominated for People's Choice Award, favorite premium cable TV actor.
Woo!
I like it.
Y'all can find me Twitter, Instagram, everywhere at April Wissenham.
Kelly Knezovich.
Wrapping it up, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Knez.
Yes.
Sweet.
Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.